Thank you, Greg. Yeah, certainly a hot day today and for the next several days. Today, around 94 and all through the weekend. So turn your AC on if you can. But Marshall County Sheriff Matt Hillbrick visiting with us. And are you taking extra precautions, you and your guys, out on the roads to...
Well, we certainly always encourage our guys to hydrate. Yeah. But it's hard to do, particularly when you're wearing body armor and these black shirts that we've gone to. I like the way they look, but goodness, I was actually out changing a tire yesterday for a lady in this, and I thought, boy, this is a bad choice. I have to go to a black shirt. But
you make a good point. When you have the belt on, the body armor, I mean, that weighs, what, about 50 pounds?
Well,
40 pounds?
We're actually fortunate that we've got some lighter body armor now, but it still probably adds about 30 extra pounds to the chest there.
When it's 94 and you're out in the heat.
You're in the heat. It doesn't matter what you got.
No.
It's too much for right now.
For sure. Well, Marshall County Sheriff Matt Hillbrick visiting this morning, and thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And Matt has started a new campaign to just be out in the public more and to listen to constituents, listen to the people.
To the people, that's right. We were in the people business, and, you know, when I first became sheriff, I seemed like I was focused so much internally on things that needed to be fixed, you know, our staffing needs and our equipment needs and things like that. And I feel like I've lost in this first year and a half being more out in the community, you know, the whole reason we got into this job. And so we're trying to get more of a focus of getting back out there with the people.
Well, that's wonderful. And are you hearing anything that's surprising or...
No, not anything so much that's surprising. You know, just the little things. We've gotten out, let's say, you know, the bingo with the senior citizens. I've had the opportunity to go out and do that a couple times now. And just being amongst them, and one, you get that interaction that's just a good interaction with the people that's positive. You know, so many times we have interactions with police that are negative, and we like to have those good experiences and positive ones. But my example there was a lady after bingo came up and talked to me, and we was able to solve a theft that she had, you know, just because we're out there and gave her an opportunity to talk to us, and that information was passed along. And so it's great to be able to help somebody like that and do what we're here to do.
Wow. Now, in the year and a half, of course, you've been a detective, or you've been with the Marshall County Sheriff's Office and law enforcement for years, but are you satisfied? I mean, are you enjoying your position?
Wow, this role is so much different for me. You know, when I was a detective, you know, I moved back there in 2006, and I worked, unfortunately, a lot of child abuse cases, those kind of cases where you're really connected with your victims, you know, and you get to see that process through court. And the role changed to being more of an administrator. You know, it seems like my job now is more to provide for the needs of the deputies who are actually out taking the calls and actually responding and being that first line. And not being on that first line, I feel kind of isolated. And so part of that, the campaign wanting to get out here, is just connect with the people, and, you know, be where the people are and find out what the needs are and just be more accessible.
Yeah.
And we've had a great time. We've started the campaign with the Play at the Park. We partnered with Mike Miller Park. And so we've been out with the kids every Thursday for the month of June. And let me tell you, it has been a hot one, but it's been a great experience.
You're probably learning your... Have to get back in shape a little
bit. I'm learning that yesterday we did wiffle ball and kickball, and it was extremely hot, and I thought I was about to die. And I'm a little sore this morning, but I tell you what, seeing the kids' faces light up, though, you know, they look at you like you're a hero, and you get to have that positive influence on them. And I think it's just crucially important for our young people to see law enforcement as a positive role model. You know, nationwide, law enforcement gets so much criticism, and we are blessed to live where we do in Marshall that, you know, we have a lot of good community support. And we don't want to lose that. We don't want to be like these other places where we don't have that.
Exactly. And I credit, you know, our law enforcement here in Kentucky for helping that narrative be more positive.
Because
we do a good job here. And I think the community is certainly supportive of you and all of our law enforcement members. And I think that it's something that you have deserved. So.
Well, thank you. And we are trying hard, and we certainly don't want to lose that. We want to keep the citizens behind us because – goodness, we certainly can't do this job at all without the support of the community.
And again, Marshall County Sheriff Matt Hillbrick visiting with us this morning and just talking about some of the new initiatives that he is doing, and it's just getting more involved in the community. And it's just kind of, I guess, going back to the way it was before you were sheriff.
That's right.
Because you've always been involved with you see ball games and church and different places.
That's right. I'm trying to stay connected with the community, but... good to say. Sometimes you can get at the top of the organization, you feel like you can get isolated from that at times. And you get so bogged down in the weeds of the day-to-day and the needs that I don't want to lose that.
Right, exactly. And that's something, I mean, you could have two of you and still
be
busy.
For sure, absolutely.
Because you're right. I mean, the administrative part of it, the budget you oversee, the staff, the number of deputies, and just the administration chores you have.
Absolutely.
Are enough to keep anybody busy.
I'm learning just keeping a fleet of cruisers on the road is a task. Between the mechanical problems and the wrecks and deer strikes and things like that, it's always something every day.
Now, what's been something that's surprising as sheriff? I mean, you were a detective, and you said, why is this going on? Then when you get to be sheriff, you understand why.
Oh, goodness. There's been so many things that I've sat back and thought, boy, I should apologize to every sheriff I ever worked for. You know, you gripe about things. The things don't move as quickly. In government, I'm sure this way, even in the private sector, you know, there's so many things you'd like to do and implement, you know, that could improve. But balancing that budget and keeping it within a budget and having the people you need in the right places, it's more challenging than I realized.
Yeah.
And it's a big job, and like I said, if any other sheriffs are listening, I'm sorry I give you a hard time.
And you think, too, every single property tax bill that goes out
has
your name on it.
Has to run through our office, and we're responsible for just a lot of things that you don't even think about the day to day. You know, the protection of the courthouse, those guys are busy all day every day and carrying out all the orders of the court that come through every day. And like you said, the property taxes is a huge process. It's just one thing after the other. Seemed like every moment.
Yeah. And you think the community has changed a lot. Just our world has changed a lot. But, you know, we didn't have the prevalence of drugs, illegal drugs that we have now.
For sure.
And that's every community.
It is. And that probably for us is our number one problem. When you look at it from a law enforcement standpoint, you know, we still are fighting the meth addiction like crazy. Pills, obviously, fentanyl has become a big issue for us. You know, the overdoses from fentanyl and pills that might be laced with fentanyl that a person doesn't even realize that's what they're ingesting. And so we see a lot of overdoses. So we're working to try to minimize that as much as we can.
Yeah. And I know that our numbers here in Kentucky, the overdose deaths have gone down slightly.
Yes.
But the number of addictions that, you know, correct. Most of that is correct. Due to Narcan, isn't it?
Correct. Without a doubt, we see more overdoses than we used to. But you're right, the fatalities from it might be declined a lot because everybody's carrying Narcan. You know, we've got it in our schools, we've got it in our cruisers, we've got it, obviously, the EMS and people, the first responders that arrive. So definitely Narcan is credited with saving several lives.
Yeah, and that's good, but we don't want people to think,
right,
that it's under control now.
Correct. And you're right. And it's definitely not under control. It's definitely is an increasing problem for us, and not just Marshall County, but society at large.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that you mentioned, the accidental overdoses where, you know, someone says, here, take this for your headache, and they think they're taking something that is not what it is, and has fentanyl in it.
Yeah.
It's so important that parents, you know, anyone listening, you know, be careful what you take.
Absolutely. If you're not getting it from a pharmacy or something that's over the counter from Walmart or some reputable place, I definitely would not ingest it because you just never know.
Yeah.
There's so much, you know, there's fake products that are shipped across the border all day, every day, and you don't know what's in it.
Yeah, and that's every community's going through that for sure.
Absolutely.
And that's something you work with local departments, with state, federal.
Sure. I mean,
that's a big job, isn't it?
It is a huge problem across the board. And, yeah, we work with all of our surrounding agencies. And particularly, we have partnered a lot with Callaway County Sheriff's Department. We're trying to implement what we call the Marshall-Callaway County Drug Task Force. Those guys are over here working behind the scenes a lot. We're over in Callaway working, and primarily because, you know, drugs don't know that jurisdictional boundaries.
That's,
you know,
right.
People that are trafficking in Callaway are selling to people in Marshall and vice versa.
Yeah.
So that has been very beneficial for both agencies.
Yeah.
I appreciate Nicky Knight and him partnering with us on that.
And you look at the number of pills that have been seized by law enforcement in Kentucky. It's amazing.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's
absolutely
hundreds of thousands.
Yes, it is.
And it makes a big difference, but you wonder how many are getting through, you know?
Sure, sure. What little bit we're catching, there has to be just an overwhelming amount that we're missing.
Has to be. But again, Marshall County Sheriff Matt Hillbreak visiting with us. And one thing I hope people are aware of, you've got the drug drop-off boxes at the sheriff's office.
We sure do, right there in the lobby, and you're welcome anytime the office is open to bring that in and dispose of it there, and we take care of that.
Yeah, because all of us, you go have your have a shoulder surgery, whatever it is, you get pills that maybe you take a couple of them, but then you put them in the cabinet.
Exactly.
And that's something that's very attractive to.
It is. It is for criminals, and particularly, you know, lots of times we'll see if someone passes away. You know, those criminals are watching obituaries and seeing who's passed away. And you know, when people are going to a funeral, their house gets broken into, and those narcotics taken. So, getting that kind of thing out of there is definitely a safe thing to do.
Well, plus you don't want your kids, grandkids getting in
absolutely, and getting a hold of it.
And that's a safe way to do it. It's that chemical solution. You put it in there. It just dissolves any effectiveness, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Now, what we do is we actually ship ours off. We have a box that when you drop in that box, we package it up and we ship it off, and it gets destroyed that way.
All right. Now, probably alerted the thieves to go steal the box.
Well, the box is bolted down. It's inside the sheriff's office, and it's under a camera. So
it
could be done, but we're watching out for it for sure.
Not a smart move.
Not a smart move.
To
that's
try
right.
To do.
That's right.
That's funny. Now, that is one thing I enjoy is watching the dumb criminals.
That's right. That's right.
Those are fun to watch, those videos. Well, let's go ahead and get to a quick break. And if you have a question this morning, you call us up 527-3102.